Hey, everybody. Corinne and I are here. Corinne, are you with me on tonight? I hope so.
I am. I'm not here.
Yeah, there you go. Not here now. Anyway, that's what you say to bill collectors. Where are they at? I'm just kidding.
I'm astral traveling.
Oh, good. Hey, great. How great is that? Because that's what we're talking about tonight is astral traveling, remote viewing, and all of that. So I know you and I wanted to ask each other questions about it because we talk all the time. But what's your thoughts on astral traveling? If that's okay if we start out that way.
Astral traveling involves leaving your body and traveling on the astral plane and interacting, you know, in the different, it's going to sound all woo-hoo right now, but the different dimensions, because, you know, there's more than one dimension than ours is, and just kind of experiencing it and exploring, being on the astral plane. But you're still connected to your physical body, you know, by the silver cord, just like what we do when we dream.
Okay. So, okay, I'm sorry, you were going to ask something or say something else?
Yeah, so what do you think the difference is between astral traveling and remote viewing?
Okay. Well, astral traveling, you can have astral traveling sex, and then remote viewing, you can't.
In remote viewing, you just watch it happen.
Yeah, there you go.
You're not participating in it. That's no fun.
Anyway, astral traveling. You know what? Remote viewing is where you can actually take and visualize something and observe it. You know what I mean? But astral traveling, you actually take your astral body, which is sometimes you see it on your physical body. It will be out. You can see like the silver part of you outlined. People get that confused a little bit with the aura, and it's not. It's the astral body that covers your, I guess, your physical body or surrounds your physical body, however you see it. But with astral traveling, I think that it's, for me and my experience, it's been really cool because you go to different dimensions. You can also go visit the angels and the woohoo stuff, the different dimensions, or you can also go visit places here. If it's okay, I'll share the story of a friend of mine. He was so funny. He would astral travel to see his wife, except she was his ex-wife. They were in the process of divorce.
Oh, no, don't go there.
Yeah, right. And he's like, Tree, I'm astral traveling, like he was extremely metaphysical and an engineer, believe it or not. And he said, I'm astral traveling there and I'm seeing her in her new home, and you know, and he goes, it's so upsetting. I said, well, I go, you know, and we'll talk about this a little later on the call. I go, why don't you just protect yourself? You know, just say, I don't want to watch her. I don't want to see your new house. And he goes, and just ask to look at the window, or, you know, if you show up there for whatever reason. He goes, that day, he goes, I'll be at the Playboy Mansion. He goes, I be any fun. Anyway, long story short, he did finally get control of it, and he was able to really, when he started meditating, you know, and working with that meditation, and we talk about that all the time, meditation, and just, he said he used a lot of prayer too, because I think prayer is pretty powerful, and using the decrees that we talked about, he was able to really, really train his self, or his higher self, his astral body to go to different places. You know, I want to ask you a question because yesterday you had this really neat experience. You're one of the most amazing psychics that I know, and I trust you implicitly. And yeah, you are just amazing. But you said, I was asking you a question, and we were actually doing little readings for each other yesterday. Isn't that cool? It's always free, huh?
I know.
But you had said something to me. I asked you a question. You go, wait a minute. And you go, all of a sudden you left your body. What was that like? You could feel yourself outside of your body. Do you mind sharing that? I didn't even ask.
Yes, no, because it was so involuntary because, I literally was just listening to you talk. And all of a sudden I was almost like out. I was like almost in a trance state and out of not really. I was given a vision that I was actually kind of seeing. It was just so odd because it was almost like I was in a trance state and outside of my body and
right.
seeing and kind of, but I was brought to a different place. It wasn't in the present because I was sitting in my living room on the couch talking to you. I wasn't there. I was somewhere else. And what I was doing is I think I was tuning in to the situation that you were talking about. And I think I was sent there. And
to see it.
Right, to see it. And when I realized, you know, like, wait a second, pay attention to what she's saying, I brought myself back. But it was really involuntary because I, you know, I was just listening to you talk, and then all of a sudden I just went somewhere else. And then consciously brought myself back to reality.
Well, that's always good. See, I put people to sleep when I talk. You know what I mean? That's my ex. I say, I want to talk to him. He'd be over there snoring in the chair. You know, what's up with that? Anyway, I'm teasing. You know, so astral traveling, it means that you can actually leave your body. Sometimes you have control of it. Sometimes you don't. I know that you've had some incredible experiences with astral traveling. We talked about it today. Can we share? Because I know, and by the way, if anybody wants to call us and share their story, ask a psychic question, Corrine and I have been seeing angels since we're small children, hearing and talking, knowing, feeling, sensing them. And we certainly can. We'd love to help anybody that wants to call in. But I know you got some great stories, and will you share?
Yes, well, the one that we were talking about was because you can astral travel in your dreams, too, and you can also be conscious of it when you're in the dream. And I was telling you that, you know, I actually went to a different place, and it was, you know, not of our dimension because the buildings were all blue, and I was experiencing, I was conscious when I was there. It was actually like I was, you know, still living and interacting, you know, and I was around people that weren't people like us, but they, you know, they looked like people, but the energy was not the same, so I knew I was in a different place. Just kind of watching what they were doing, and they were talking and things like that. And, you know, the next night I called you and I said, you know, this is what happened. I wasn't quite sure if I was really comfortable with the place that I actually went to, but I said, I'd like to go back there and have them not see me, because the previous night they were trying to talk to me. They were trying to talk to me and show me things, and I just, I still was trying to get used to the place. I was like, I'm not sure who these people are. And, you know, I'd like to visit this place again and watch what they're doing without them knowing I'm there.
Yeah.
And, so the next night I actually went back to the same place, and this time I was able to, observe what they were doing and look at the buildings that were there without them seeing me. So I, you know, it was a great experience, to be able to do that. So I was consciously, controlling, the situation, because you're always in control, and you can gain control when you astral travel too. Like what you were saying your friend was doing. And this one was kind of like, before I went to sleep, I said, okay, I'd like to go there again, but this time I don't want them to see me. I would just like to be invisible there. And that's what happened.
So oh,
it was
cool.
Really great. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have any callers? I think we do, right? Yeah.
See? Yes. We've got Teresa from New Jersey on line two.
I can see this stuff now myself.
I know. I saw you. Saw you.
Corrine, I'm astral travel.
Good
now.
Good job.
Yeah. Anyway, Teresa's on. Hey, Teresa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. We're having fun talking about astral traveling. I know that you've had experiences with that as well. You got a question. What's your question? Corrine's going to answer first.
Yeah, the two things. Lately, I've been doing that a lot, but I just don't know who is guiding me in there and what exactly is he trying to, or is she trying to tell me. I've been guiding back in time, and I just don't know what he or she, I can't tell the gender still, but I know that he's there, and he's, you know, and we're always walking where there's a well, there's water, there's, you know, it's not really a farm, but, you know, it's kind of country-ish, and it's definitely way back. You know, in this, it's really old. I don't want to put a century on or anything because I can't, you know. But I just always feel like I'm there with someone and they're trying to show me things. I just can't, I just don't know who it is, and I'm not really comfortable, so I wake myself up lately.
Okay. Corrine's going to go. Go ahead, Corrine.
I almost get the feeling, I know you say, you were saying he, but it almost feels like it's a female energy, and it feels like it's one of your angels. And the scene that you're seeing, what I feel that it is a past life that you're being shown, that there's something that is in this past life that will help you with what you're currently going through right now. It doesn't feel like it's like another, you are astral traveling because you're going to your past life, but it feels like it's of this dimension that you're being shown something that will help you with what you're going through. And it feels like it's an angel that's trying to do that. They're trying to bring you back to this place. And what you can actually do is, before you go to bed tonight, mm-hmm. ask to receive the message that's being shown to you. Ask to be conscious. It all has to do with your desire and your intention. So when you go to sleep tonight, say, you know, you want to be conscious during the dream. You want to wake up with what the lesson is being shown to you. And sometimes, and a lot of times, when you're actually dreaming and you're walking with your angel and you're walking through this past life, you can actually ask questions. So make that in your intention, and it'll happen.
Wow.
What are you getting from this tree? That's what it feels like to me. It feels like it's a past life.
I got the same thing. She's right. I was like, wow, that's pretty good. What she said about asking your questions, Teresa, one of the things I get with you is that you need to write your questions down. For some reason, it's really about you writing it down and remembering, okay? I say that, and sometimes I don't do that myself, but for you, I got that really strong. It feels like an angel guide, a female energy that I feel with it as well. There's also, it feels like your angel is right there, but there's a guide behind that angel that was with you in that past life. So ask their, you know, what information they want to share, because it's about sharing something with you that will help you, as Corrine was saying, to deal with what you're dealing with in this lifetime. And there's also a message about a soul's lesson and a soul's something you're going to teach, okay? Also, there's something about opening up your psychic ability. And if you get the lotto numbers, call us back. We want to know. We won't tell anybody except anybody that's listening.
Yeah, because you know what it is? They always bring me towards a well, and I don't know how to swim, and I have a fear of drowning.
Water? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe that's
where it comes from. So I don't go towards the well. And that's why I don't know if it's a male or female, but they try to get me towards the well, and I'm just not comfortable, because I've had dreams where I've been thrown in the well. I have never died, and every time I've been thrown in the well, I've had a financial, whether it's a draining of my finances or opening, you know. So,
that's,
you know, that's
your
thing.
Now, you got children there in the background. Teresa, one of the things that I'm seeing, though, is go to dreammoods.com, look up what the word well means. Also, ask them to help you with conquering the fear so you can go look at the well. Because it's not about financial draining right now. That's what I see. I think it's about you going to a new level in your spiritual growth. And when you do that, prosperity comes in from every area. So, cool.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Teresa.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's very good. Thank you so much, girls. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye. We love you. Anyway, when the good lucky guy's going to call? That'd be fun. Just kidding. Anybody can call. Okay. So what we were talking about, I know we've got a few more callers. Do you want to take them? Let's
sure. Okay. We'll take Meredith from Sacramento on line one.
Cool. Hi, Meredith.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
How are you? Anyway, you got a question. We want to help you.
I do. It's not astral travel related, if that's okay.
That's fine. Whatever question you have.
Oh, good. Mine is in regards to work. Right now, I am looking for work, and I recently just moved, so I'm just, like, recuperating from that. But I just wanted to know if you can see if my dream job is on its way, because I've been trying to make that manifest.
Oh, that's really nice. Okay. Corrine's going to go first. And what's your birth date so we can have that and we can...
Oh, 2/28/71.
Okay. Corrine, what do you pick up?
I don't know. I for some reason, I just got... construction keeps popping in my head. I don't know why. Construction, something to do with the earth. I don't know why that is. I also got the number 3. It feels like the next 3 months are a time for you to get settled. And work on what you're trying to create. It feels like the next 3 months. You said you just moved?
Yeah.
Did you say? Okay. Okay, because it feels like the next 3 months is like a time for like settling, building your foundation, building your structure and your balance at home, and then after these 3 months is when the career is going to fall into place and come really fast into your life. But it feels like the next 3 months is important for you to build on your foundation, Because it's kind of like, you know, one step at a time, the universe will only give us what we can handle so much. And so you've just moved, and it feels like there needs to be a time of settling. Now, that can always change, you know. 3 months is just the feeling that I get around the timing for it. But you could get your house up and going and feel, like, great in your new space in a week or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, right. So it just feels so. Like the energy right now is that there's an importance for you to feel settled. Emotionally within your home environment, and then the work will come. But, and for some reason, I'm getting something to do with the earth. I don't know, some kind of construction. I don't know, earth.
I feel like I have been doing a lot of energetic cleansing for the last few years, and part of my process is to push energy through my meridians into the center of the earth. I do that everywhere I go.
Oh wow!
So maybe that's what you're picking great. Up on, because I've been trying to do that in my new home. Just so I feel grounded.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. Go ahead, Tari.
I feel the same thing that she did. With, you know, I agree with her on that. The other thing is too is do you channel? Are you channel? Do you channel? I'm sure you are.
No, I've never done that. I write.
Okay, because your book is, what I see is you chant, there's like, and channeling doesn't mean that somebody comes through you. Sometimes channeling is just getting thoughts and ideas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it looks like your book is out there getting ready to be published, or to, you know, that it's on the agenda to be published.
Great.
Yeah, you had to move to get that. But there's also, I feel like, an angel around you that's wanting to share more ideas with you. I call it channeling. Sometimes it's just sharing. But it doesn't mean that you lose consciousness. It just means that, hey, talk to me, give me the ideas, and mm-hmm. let me get your messages out there to the world. That's something that's really, really strong with you. You're going to have your book published, so I will tell you that, okay? So
that's great. Yes. And the funny thing is that I feel like I channeled it the night that it came to me. I'm like, I don't know where this came from. I just had it came out.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Aw, that's good. Well, you got a great work there. You're a great spiritual teacher and healer. But you had to move to go to a new level. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like everything is falling into place for you, though.
Yeah, and, I really do. Yeah. Like, I get what you mean. I guess I'm just impatient, but I understand what you're saying.
I always like my time rather than God's time. I get you.
What is this divine timing? Why?
Yeah, exactly. My time's better. But Meredith, it looks like you're going to do really well. Okay, so call us and keep in touch. We'd love to hear what's going on with your work. Okay,
yeah,
take care.
Definitely.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have we got another caller?
We do. We have Kimberly from Key Largo, Florida.
I think we know her, don't you?
Oh, it's Kim.
We know Kim anyway. Hey, Kim.
Hey, I'm driving. Dahlia and I just came from the vet, so I'm to the Florida Keys, stopped at the Lorelei and had ourselves a little Key Largo mojito together.
Aw, there you go. Dahlia's her dog. She's so sweet. I just love her. Anyway, Kim, what's your question? I'm glad you called, by the way.
My question is, we talked about Jeff yesterday. You told me I would be feeling him. Well, when I left my office yesterday afternoon, I was in my golf cart, and I just looked to the right, and I saw a truck that said Rainbow Detailing. You know, rainbow is my sign for Jeff. And then right behind that truck was Jeff. We were neck and neck.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know what I feel, and I know that, Corrine, you go first, because I want to share with you. What's your question, actually? So,
where is he? When is he coming back?
Okay. I'm sure a lot of women want to know the same question. what do you feel, Corrine?
Okay. Again, you know, there's the timing here. Okay, what I'm going to tell you right now is that the door has not closed still. I still feel that, and he feels you too. He feels you too, because I'm tapping to his energy. He feels you. And when you're thinking about him and you're looking at, he feels you. You're still on his mind. Absolutely. When I'm tapping into his energy, you're there. So the door hasn't closed yet, but the timing of when he's going to come back, is not being shown because there's still work that needs to be done with you. And it feels like you understand it, yet you're not quite, you're not, okay, so, okay, you know the work that needs to be done. Have you started doing that, or are you still focused on him?
Yep, every day, every night.
Okay. Are you still focused on him when you're doing it, or you're only focused on yourself? Because I feel as though when you're doing the work, you're still focusing on him, and it's about you. This work is about you, not about really trying to get him back, although that will be the end result of it. It's about you. And when you put the focus on him, you shift the energy when you're doing that. So it's important that when you're doing the IMs and all of that, it should only be about you.
Got it.
Okay. I felt like I needed to say that. So, does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Kim, you know what I think, and you're doing the IMs. That's so important. And by the way, Kareen, I'm going to include us all, both of us, on this one. She says that sometimes she feels like bumps, like when she's doing the IMs, like in her chakras. I think that's what I got yesterday. So it's pretty cool. She's tuning into herself, which is really, really neat. And and I think in her sign. And I say this, Kim, is okay if we talk about it a little bit. Her sign for, you know, to let her know that her angels are listening to her is that she gets the word, or you hear it in a song or a word, or you'll see a rainbow. Right, Kim?
Exactly. And I am very specific with the angels when I talk to them. I'm like, do not show me any kind of rainbow if he's not coming back.
Okay. Yeah, so she gets the word rainbow.
Two rainbows today. Random.
Aww. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, because most of us would say, "Oh, I don't see any rainbow," but you see, she says, "I saw the word rainbow," you know, or that, and that is how she knows. So, anyway, to anybody that's listening, you just asked for a sign, and that was a sign you asked for, right, Kim?
And be very specific to whomever you're talking with.
Right.
Okay. Cool.
That's great. So you saw the rainbow, and then you saw him right behind the rainbow. That was really great.
They were neck and neck. Someday soon, they'll be neck and neck again, literally, kissing the head. Anyway, thanks, Kim. Bye. We'll talk to you. Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Anyway.
Okay. We've got a lot of people on the line. Do you want to take them, or do you want to...
Let's tell you what. Let's go and take. Let's take. What do you feel? I'm gonna let you make this call, and this one doesn't matter to me because I.
All right, well, I'm sure they won't. Okay, we'll clear out the lines then. We've got Lindsay from New Jersey on line one.
Yeah, everybody's saying thank you. I've been waiting.
So. I know. I don't want to start talking, and then I'm like, what?
Yeah, right. Hey, Lindsay, how
hi,
are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Anyway, talk to us about your. You got. Listen, she's got a great story, and Lindsay. And I wanted to share this with everybody that's listening. Lindsay is, she's amazing, but she's had some down days and up days and down days. And so you were able to travel, see your angels, or your angels came to you in a dream. Will you share that? Because I know there are people out there, especially Meredith, who called, who's looking for her dream job. And I think you had the same thing looking for your dream job. So hopefully she's still listening. This will help, well, not only her, but all of us. Okay.
Meredith, I do feel your pain. sometime last week, I had a angel dream. We were in a home in which I had never been in before. And actually, it's funny because something happened in it recently about it. It was a house that I had never been to or seen, and there was this beautiful hill, full of green grass that was moving in an upward position. I originally thought it was for a funeral. Well, guess what? Someone just died in my family a few days ago. I just found out. So it's funny that I thought it was a funeral in a home I had never been in. Wow. But in any event, I was standing on the side, and there was just a lot of dog crap, like, all around me where I was standing. And all of a sudden, this voice just kind of pulled me over, almost like I was on my cell phone, to the green planet grass hill. And at first I thought it was you on like the phone with me. It was like a voice, you know, someone, you know, you recognize. But it wasn't, because it was almost like she had more of an accent to it. I don't know. It wasn't you. But in any event, she started talking to me, and she was saying something there was something for me in Germany, something to do with work, and I asked her, am I moving to Germany? And it just made me feel like, no, I wasn't, but I was going to be somehow working with Germany. And then she had said that I knew when I woke up that it was real. She said she liked the gold earrings that I had in my possession. I don't really like gold. I don't have gold earrings. So I woke up, I wrote down my dream. I went into the kitchen. My mom had bought a friend a gift from Cache a few days ago, and she asked me to hold it here for a few days. Sure enough, they weren't gold earrings, but it was this beautiful gold type of necklace, something that I didn't even know that I had. Something told me to go there, and I immediately felt on the back of my neck my angel kind of telling me, like, yes, that's what she was saying. Lo and behold, I go online, and I see a job that I've been very much interested in, and in locations in which that the place does business with Germany was listed on there, and I had never realized that before. And then again, I felt the tingling on the back of my neck, like I was on to something, like that was what I was going to be doing. I am going to travel there. I feel as though I'm not going to be moving there, but I felt happy. I felt re-energized, and I finally felt like, you know what, this is probably, you know, on the right path. Something's finally, you know, I just have to wait it out, that this is where I'm going to be, and everything's going to be okay.
Aw, Lindsay, that's wonderful. Corinne, Lindsay, we've talked to her so much, and Lindsay, thank you for sharing your story. One of the questions, and she's a personal friend to both Corinne and I, but one of the things I want to ask you is, for people that are waiting for their perfect job or their dream job, I know Meredith is extremely, you know, spiritual and connected as you are, what would be the best advice that you would give them? Is that okay if we ask you that?
Fine. My personal advice?
Yes.
Don't read the magazines and listen to the news when they talk about unemployment. Just kind of push everything like that aside. Don't listen to people when they ask, oh, you haven't found work yet? You know, why not? Just really focus on what it is that will make you happiest in life. If your dream, if your goal is telling you marketing is what you want to do, don't apply for something in the insurance industry that's 9-to-5 and nowhere near marketing and could never turn into what you would want. Really just stay true to yourself. It's going to take time. I would have loved to have been working way before now. Something I'm kind of learning, though, there was just a lot of growing that I think I needed to do, and I think actually today I was able to finally get to a point where I was like, you know what? It's okay. I know I'm going to find something. I just really have to wait it out and stay true to what it is exactly that I want to do, and ask my angels for their help daily and ask for their guidance. They do listen, and I've been becoming so much more powerful just through meditation and just talking, even if it's out loud, just to myself or even if people are around, you know, just come out and say whatever it is you're feeling or you're needing. And you know, obviously the daily diamonds is something you can do. I'm trying to work on that. I'm just kind of getting started on that myself. I heard that can do wonders. So that would be my main advice for people. Just really hang in there and just really ask for guidance, ask for help. And if they come to you in a dream, make sure you write it down so you don't forget it.
Hopefully Teresa's still listening, okay, because she's got to write her stuff down. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it so much, Lindsay.
Thanks so much, guys. You guys have a good night and good weekend. Bye.
And that's wonderful, because I know she has went through some real challenges in learning about things and having faith and overcoming doubt. But she said something real key about the news and following your passion. Yeah, you do that. You followed your passion. I know you've astral traveled with your angels, and they've came to you in dreams. And
and showed me that I was on the right path. Absolutely, I think what she said is so key. Is I think, you know, all of what we feel like might be challenges are actually you can look at them as like tests to kind of reinforce your passion and your intentions on what you're trying to create in your life. You
that's
know,
beautiful.
Because like what she was saying is, you know, she could take a job in insurance, you know, that would be a 9-to-5 job and pay her, you know, quite easily, but it's not what she wants to do. She wants to go into marketing and do that. So she's staying true to her intention and not listening to anybody else's comments and things like that. And that's, it's so important it's so important when you're trying to write the script for your life is to stay true to what you know you're trying to create for yourself.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true, and everything like that. So, yeah, I know we've got another caller, and we'll take that in a minute. It's so good that I can see this stuff now. I know. I'm much better clairvoyant than I am a computer person.
Those guys at Best Buys did some magic on your computer. I don't know.
I know. I told you I should have married one of those Geek Squad guys, okay? So, anyway, I'd be a heck of a lot better wizard now, computer wizard. You know what I mean. They would, anyway, and they are. The one thing I want to say, too, is, like, sometimes you can talk to your angels and see them in dreams, or they can show you your dream job, astral travel there, or they can show you different things. I know I've had experiences where I went to the other side and talked to if it's okay, before we take this next call, I'll share this with you. I was really going through a meditation course, and it was amazing. And it is amazing, sorry. And I remember I was out of my body, and I knew I was astral traveling. And I could, all of a sudden, I saw this beautiful, beautiful guide. Had long blonde hair, and he had blue eyes. And then he was like leaving, or I think now looking back, it was actually me going back in my body, and he was trying to tell me something, but I go, come back. He was like, no, I'll see you later. So I was like, oh, well. And then I actually did see him later, and then I figured out what he was trying to tell me. But, you know, to really go to some really cool places, I think, and let me know what you feel about this, is that you have to, not have to, because I don't want to use that, to do something, to get a connection with your angels, to astral travel, to remote view, and you want to really have a strong connection. Meditation is key, I think. Also, really surrounding yourself with, Lindsay said it, with some positive things, because whatever you think about, you attract, you manifest, right? Not only in the waking state, but also in the dream state. Would you agree with that?
Yes, with absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I know we got a caller. Do you know, you introduce them, because I...
Okay, sure. We've got Helen from Maryland on line two. Hi, Helen.
Hello.
Hi, Helen. Anyway.
Hi.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and Lindsay's going to go first. What's your question?
Well, I've been praying to my angels about this, and I would like to know why I do well in my academic classes for the spring 2011 semester. I'm currently taking several courses, and I've been having difficulty in my microeconomics course and intro to statistics course, and I'd just like to know, will I pass? I want to get a good GPA and everything.
Okay. Wow. When's your birthday?
December 9th.
What year?
1991.
Okay. Gotcha. Go ahead, Corrine, because I'm listening and picking up stuff, but you go first.
Okay. It feels like your GPA is going to be around like a 2.6 to 3.5. Like, I think you're probably going to average around like a 3. There might be I'm getting like a 2.6, which might be your grade in one of the classes, but overall, I think your overall GPA is going to be around a 3. That's a passing. That's absolutely passing. And I do feel your struggle with it. I can pick it up on that tremendously. You're gonna pass. I don't feel like you're going to fail. I think what I'm getting is maybe like a low. Your lowest score is probably like a 2.6 is what it feels like, which is, what is that, like a C+? But overall, it looks like it's coming out to like a 3 is what I'm being shown here. Like B's, a lot of B's. That's what I'm getting. 3, what about you?
I'm getting that you're going to pass around the same score, and actually it's going to go up the next time, your next semester. I'm also asking, so because you feel overwhelmed. Are you?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. There is some sort of music meditation that would help you, and it's like music really relaxes you. I don't know if you know that, because I'm just seeing music around you, and it's like, share with her if she listens to music, some easy listening, meditative type music before she goes to bed and wakes up the next morning, it is going to help you tremendously. Do you meditate by chance, Helen?
No, I don't. I don't know how to meditate. Like, I tried to meditate before, but it didn't work.
Okay, I understand, and that's a challenge with a lot of people. Let me share with this. There is a lady. It's Colette Baron Reed. She has a lot of CDs with music, having faith, helping you relax, helping you. She does a lot with that, and she does a guided meditation. Even if you fall asleep, it's working with your subconscious. See if you can, Colette Baron Reed, she is, Google her name because she's pretty well known at Hay House. If you go to hayhouse.com, you can find it there. Mm-hmm. But there's like music, that's what I see around you, that it would really help you. Mm-hmm. And if you fall asleep with it, that's fine because it's going to work with the subconscious. But overall, what's going to happen, using that tool, because that, you know, we want to give you the message, but Corrine and I also agree that let's give you tools so you can feel sure of yourself and feel better. And the angels are showing me that if you do something with her, getting like faith, you know, she's got every kind of thing. And it's a guided meditation, and you can fall asleep listening to it, and it will work. Okay, but use it before you go to sleep at night. Okay,
when you're studying too. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, that's cool. So you're getting the information as well. So I hope that helps you, but you are going to pass. But so it'll make life a little easier, and you can have a little bit more lighter time, easier time. Google her name or go to hayhouse.com, and you can find her there, okay?
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yes. I've been praying to my angel that I want to attend a school, university that I'm planning to transfer to for journalism, and I just want to know what did my angel say about this school that I applied, that I really want to attend? It's the University of Maryland, College Park, and I'm just hoping and praying that the school will accept me.
Can I tell you something? When I said you're going next semester, it felt like you were changing schools. And I don't want to say that because, okay, good. Yeah, you're going to get in. That's what I see. What do you see? I'm sorry, you should have let you go first, Corrine. I apologize.
No. I think you're going to get accepted because I got an M. And you said Maryland, so but then you are from Maryland. I see you on the screen. You are from Maryland,
yes.
So that makes sense.
Yes,
okay.
I am from Maryland. Yes,
you guys.
Obviously, the M is not that far fetched. Then
that's cute. No, I think you're gonna. You get. Corrine always calls them right. She does. So I trust her totally. And then I'm actually really good myself. So
yes, you are.
Thank you very much. I'll have to pay her later. So
I trust you more than I trust myself.
Yeah. Well, we want to give you the best advice, but it looks like you're transferring to a new school. That's what I felt when I was like, I felt that. I was like, oh, I'm not going to say that because she's not asking. And I was like, and then an angel nudged me, tell her to ask another question. So I was like, okay. So they know your heart.
Okay.
And they got your back, by the way. So just trust that, okay?
And if you play music when you're studying, I think that's going to help you too. Because you're very, very stressed. Okay. And I think it'll – because you have – you have the knowledge to pass your classes. You're going to get accepted to the school. You just need to work on just flowing with it. And music when you're studying. And they've done studies on this too, with playing classical music in the background helps your brain function, and it'll calm you down. Just even unconsciously, you're not even going to be aware of it. But you'll be a lot calmer when you're studying too.
And now, if all else fails, Helen, eat a lot of chocolate. No, I'm just kidding. Chocolate always reduces stress.
Ice cream.
Yes, there you go. All right, and take care. Have a good night, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, music is always good. I like music. And, you know, Dick Sufin does a CD on astral traveling, and he talks about music in that. So, and it's a guided meditation with music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Dick Sufin. I just thought about that. So, anyway, you can find him if you Google him. He's got a lot of books out there on astral traveling, past life, and everything. He's extremely metaphysical and a wonderful speaker and author. Do we have any other callers?
We do. We have Janice from Canada.
Oh, good. Our first international caller. That's cool.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, Janice. Did we lose her? Janice. Okay. Well,
okay, we might have lost her.
Anyway, she'll call back, hopefully. I got to wrap my head around what we were talking about.
Astral traveling and remote viewing.
Yes, exactly. I'm having a blonde moment. I have so many of them, they add up to minutes, right? So I told you about my story, you know, with astral traveling. And I know that, you know, you've had experience where somebody was astral traveling to see you, right? Or, you know. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And you have as well. I'll share my story first, and then you share yours. Yours is probably a lot more interesting because you actually went somewhere with them. But I didn't. I was just laying on my couch, and I was reading. And, you know, where I live, I'm on the second floor. And all of a sudden, these two beings just appeared in my window, you know, which shocked me because I'm like, I'm on the second floor. There's no stairs in this window. You're floating in my window. And, you know, they were looking in the window at me, and I noticed their clothes. And I remember feeling their energy and going, okay, they're not spirits. They're not angels. You know, not spirits of people that, you know, that have transitioned over. They felt very different to me. And so that kind of, caught me off guard. And when I looked at them, they were wearing, one was wearing a blue polyester suit, and the other one was wearing a brown polyester suit, and they were kind of not fitting correctly. You could tell they were too big for their bodies. And they were wearing wigs. One was wearing like a gold curly hair wig. Yeah, like what you would see in the movie Gladiator. It looked like that. And I remember thinking when I looked at this being, I said, he's wearing a wig. And they looked at each other, and they started laughing, and they said, she's not going to let us in. And I looked at them and I was like, you're right. I'm not letting you in. You're staying there. I'm not going there. And the skin was like, I think we were talking about this. It was kind of doughy looking. It looked like Play-Doh looking, very smooth and like very like the Michelin tire man kind of looked.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah, that's a good analogy right there. Because I know you didn't go with them. We were joking a bit. Yeah, we were joking that they look like they've been to the thrift store or Goodwill to get their clothes. You know what I mean?
Right, But I think I think you told me that, you know, they come to us in images that we can recognize, so they can, you know, they can fit in, that we're not completely shocked by them, you know, so they take on a different form, something that we could recognize, although it was a good attempt, but not quite there. I was
like, work on the do, work on the clothes, and maybe.
I know. The wig is what got me. I said, okay, that for sure, something is wrong there. The clothes, I could have been like, maybe from a different era. No, it's the wig. And I said, okay. Not going with you guys, but you have had experiences where you actually did travel with these beings. Do you want to share?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I tell you, I didn't tell you this story. This is a beings. You can astral travel, and I think you meet beings like you were saying. They felt like us, you know. So they didn't feel bad, or they didn't feel really good, but they just felt fun, you know, to you. But you're like, oh, I'm not too sure about that. So you know, and so any of us that are astral traveling, you always have a choice. You can say yes or no. That's what I do know. And the other thing what happened to me? Let me share. This is so funny, Corinne, because you know I've seen and talked to angels. You do the same thing, but I always like having fun, and I think when you're really in touch with your inner child, or you have the heart of a child, and you do and I do, it's just better for me to connect. So I'm in the astral traveling on the other side, and I saw a bunch of these really serious people going into, it's like a monastery or whatever, and they go, you want to come with us? But they said it in a real somber way. And then I saw these other people, and they were all party clothes. Hey, you want to come with us? I'm like, I'm going to leave the monastery, and I think I'm going to go party. Right? So it was really amazing because we went traveling to different places, different dimensions, and it was all fun and magical. And I remember going back to where I grew up in my childhood, and I was by myself, and I go, I want to go more places. So all of a sudden, I found myself in this beautiful, it was an ocean. And I showed up at this lady's house, and she was showing me my book that's, you know, going to be published. And she goes, you need to talk to your dad. And my father and I love him, you know, but, you know, parents, they live there where they live, and long story short, this is probably about a little less than a year ago, I went to my dad's, didn't know I was going, and spent a month with him. I said, okay, that's what that angel, or, you know, that guy meant. So I go out in the ocean again, and all of a sudden I go, this is my last place I can play. And I went into this, it was like a pontoon boat, you know, but it was a big one. And they had all these different beings and they were just fun and magical. And I remember partying and eating with them and they were showing me how to fly and, you know, we were just showing each other different things. I was like, wow, this is really cool. But what it gave me a sense of is like, you know, we're just one place, one being, you know what I mean? It's a big, big universe, you know, and I never forgot that. And as I said, it was less than a year ago. But you know, I traveled with them, and then the dough people, the doughy people, like we call them, I went with them different places too as well. But the best, I think, for me has been when I go to the, you know, some people call it heaven, and I think there's different levels of that or another place or different, you know, wherever the angels are hanging out at, and being able to really talk and communicate with them is such, I mean, there's so much love there. That's all there is. It really is, you know, so it's beautiful, you know, too, as well. How about you? How about protecting yourself? Do we need to talk about that? Because, you know, I always go to really cool places. But there's been times I've been to places that I haven't liked, and I'll just say I don't want to go here. You know, if somebody wanted to start astral traveling, you know, they have outer body experiences. What is one way that they can control it, do you think, or do you feel?
I think the desire, you know, I don't think that we can ever be harmed wherever we go. But one good thing that I've learned to do is just, you know, to surround myself with a protective white light, white and gold light, you know. And I do, you know, there have been times before where I've gone to places where I didn't want to be. And the following night I would just surround myself in white light. And, you know, and you can choose to go there again and experience it differently, like what I shared with you earlier.
Right.
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, for me, see, I'm going to go back to, you know, I'm always seeing and talk to angels, and I just know that they're always there. Mm-hmm. And there's been times when, you know, I've been in situations where they want to give me advice, and I don't want to take the advice, you know, and I'm like, I can, you know, you don't need to date this guy, Tari. I was like, oh, please, he's so cute. Now, listen. You know, and I'm teasing, but I'm really not, because that, you know, that's been something that, you know, I've gotten really guidance about, which is so cool. But one of the things I think is that when having communication with them, even when you're upset, when you need help, when you're happy, thank you, or hey, listen, explain this to me more. And that's important. And I know I'm a little bit off track with what you're asking about astral traveling and remote viewing, but if you're really connecting, because, you know, some people think or feel, and this is okay if you do this, that you really can't connect with your angels or talk to your angels unless you're in a good place. Well, you know what? I always say that God always comes, or the angels come to where we're at. So, you know, if we need help, you know, with astral traveling or problems or situations, then we can always ask them. Also, if we need clarity about something, you can always ask to astral travel to that place, like going back in time, which Teresa does. I'll share this story, if it's okay, about my mom. She died back in 2004, and it's a challenging time when you lose a parent or, you know, a family member. And so it was, she came to me on my birthday, and she said, she goes, I'm going to give you a birthday party. So we go to this place, my mom, and she's inviting all my family and my friends that actually came to my birthday from childhood now, and they all astral traveled there. I was like, and, you know, they gave me some great presents. I'm like, where's the presents? The real birthday party here, you know, but yeah, right? But anyway, and then my mom, she goes, you didn't invite your dad, did you? I go, no, but he's coming. And I remember thinking to myself, my mom is still angry at my father on the other side, but she really wasn't. It was just, you know, my perception. But I remember her saying, I go, Mom, she was leaving, in my, you know, where we'd all astral traveled at, and she was leaving. And I said, "Are you? Will I see you again?" She goes, "All you got to do is call." And I go, "Where are you going?" And my mom always liked the 1800s, and she goes, "I'm going to go back in time and visit back in the 1800s." And I don't know if people are believing this, you know, because you and I, we're creating a successful business, and you know, we pay our bills and we work with people. But this, there is a whole neat world over there that you can experience, you know, with, you know, if you just take the time to train yourself. And like I said, Dick Soufan's got some wonderful CDs about astral traveling and also remote viewing. I know that even our own government's done things with remote viewing, you know what I mean, too, mm-hmm. about what it's like to remote view, where you can actually take your mind and go find people or go find, you know. So you have to be careful with it, because when you start developing that ability, like any ability, it has a big responsibility with it, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, anyway, I always say I want to astral travel to a male strip show, but it hasn't happened yet. I was teasing. I'm really not. So, yeah, right? Anyway, but I think that when you meditate, you work with the angels, you know, things that you were saying to do, and you can have it all and do it all. But if you want to astral travel and go to different places, you can, you know, and all you have to do is put that request out there. I'm being really asked to, you know, by the angels tonight, if you really want something or you want to go somewhere or see something, all you need to do is, like, write it down, put it beside your bed, and then, you know, ask the question, and they'll give you the answer, whether it's astral traveling or just showing up in your dream state. Do you agree with that?
How
do you
feel? Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah,
that's really great. Yes.
Yeah. So if somebody, let me ask you a question, too. If somebody wanted, what would be something that you would tell people yourself about astral traveling, meditation, connecting them on the higher level? How would you say to do that? Because you, you're amazing with your words, so we're going to light it together.
You know, actual traveling has all to do with the desire to do it. It has to do with your desire. So what you just said is really great, is write down a question or an experience or something has to be shown. You know, right before you go to bed or when you're meditating. Because when you have a desire, you will be able to do it. I mean, it starts with a desire. Everybody's like, well, how do I do it? You just have to need to have the desire to experience other planes or even just remote view. But again, there's responsibility with that too. So don't go peeking into people's houses or, you know, things like that.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be, right. Right. There's a responsibility with that. So only use it if you're trying to gain positive knowledge from it, and not to do it in a destructive or harmful way to others.
Yeah. Key there. You know, one of the things that I do know is that there are actually businessmen, and I've read stories about them and books about them, that meet on the astral plane. And some real high-profile businessmen that we know and that are in the public have talked about that before. That they get that groups of businessmen, they actually astral travel and meet each other on the astral plane and meet with some great minds that have, you know, been here in the past, like centuries ago or 50 years ago, to get their insight on how they can make their or get their business to grow and to achieve more. How cool is that? You know what I mean?
That's so, right. I believe, yeah. Wasn't it Hillary Clinton that I think she wanted to call upon the wisdom of, I think, Eleanor Roosevelt, right? Where she did some meditations and, you know, met with her to give her some insights into when she was the first lady.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was... So that, and that's also astral projection. You can meet over there. That's really great. I was just thinking of a really funny story of one time. I don't know why this popped in my head, but I was just thinking of, you know, the very first time that I ever, my body was actually projected out of my physical body. And it happened when I was like, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I think I was like 10 years old. My little brother had come to me and asked me to fix a stapler for him or some kind of a gadget. I can't remember. And I accidentally cut myself with it. I think it was a stapler, because I think I remember stapling my finger with it and pulling something out of my finger and then seeing blood run down my hand. And as soon as I saw that, I just fainted and I just fell over. And, but I went outside of my body and I could see the people around me like fussing and going, oh my gosh, you know, somebody get some water, somebody get the teacher, whatever. And, they were all running around. I was just kind of calmly just watching, watching the scene and, you know, just looking at my body and feeling very at peace and not afraid, knowing that my body was there and, but, you know, watching everybody else, fuss around me. And then I remember calmly watching them and going, okay, now it's time for me to go back. And, so everyone doesn't get scared. And I just went right back into my body. It was the neatest experience.
That's really cool, though, you know, imagine being able to observe it's even better and watch it. Hey, listen, we're going to have to cut this off in just a second or two, but if you want to read with us, or we have classes, we also have a manifesting call on Tuesday night at 9:30. Go to angelcoaches.com because you'll find Corrine and I there. And it has a list of all our classes, I think, and she's a tech-savvy person, and also the number... Yeah, there you go. It has the number to call in for our Tuesday night call, and it's free. And anything free is good most of the time. That's what I say. You know what I mean? So
That's right.
So do you have anything you want to say before we close?
No, that's it.
Okay, everybody have a great week, and thanks for listening.
All right, good night.